Hi everyone, Sandman here. This video is brought to you by a donation from host No Bail. He didn't give me a specific topic, so I decided to cover a story someone named Richard sent me, which is called A Woman Convinced Her Husband That He Had Alzheimer's. Police say she stole $600,000 from him over time, which I put a link to in the description. This is one of the greatest dangers of being an old man married to a woman. Men's natural cognitive decline in our senior years happens faster than it does for women. That is, unless the woman has Alzheimer's, which means she's off to the glue factory a lot faster than a man with the same illness. No one really knows why men decline faster than women with regards to our minds. Some speculate that it has something to do with stress or brain structure. I'd like to think that the flame that burns twice as bright burns half as long. But then again, married men might just check out faster because their neural pathways get run down thanks to non-stop nagathons. As for the story I've shared, it's about a woman that stole that $600,000 from her husband over the last 20 years. To cover her tracks and why the money wasn't there, when he went to look, she convinced her own husband that he had Alzheimer's disease. That's gotta be one of the most expensive gaslighting lies of all time. Eventually, his daughter Elena Marino started sniffing as to where the money was, and realized that mom was being bad and stealing her inheritance money, most likely a stepmom. She also reported the thefts and got her charged with first-degree larceny and third-degree forgery. I guess female-owned group preference ends when a mother and daughter fight over a man's money. Although it's not clear if she's actually her mother, because the article says that they got married 10 years ago, but were together from 1999. So she might have just taken the name along with his money. The police found out that the wife, let's call her Peggy, was depositing her husband's, let's call him Al's, pension checks into her own bank accounts. But it's confusing because it says that the money was deposited into Marina's mother's bank account. That could mean real mother or stepmother. Once again, the difference between it being a stepmom and a birth mom in this case is massive. The article later says that Mrs. Marino had an adult daughter, but it makes no mention of a prior marriage. I'll discuss more in a moment, but let me first tell everyone about today's sponsor, Hex. No, not the Hex girls from Scooby-Doo, but Hex the cryptocurrency. It was up 40 times higher in October of 2021 when compared to October 2020. Buying and holding Bitcoin should be the backbone of any cryptocurrency portfolio. But if you're going to speculate on altcoins like Dogecoin, then consider Hex too. The longer you stake, the more you make. This is not financial advice, so please do your own research before buying any crypto assets. You can purchase it from a crypto exchange. The instruction link is down below. Anyways, now back to women telling their husbands they misplaced their money due to non-existent Alzheimer's disease clown world show. I know that some of you guys out there listening to this channel are married, and probably didn't think about this, and before you check out of your mental faculty motel, maybe it's time to batten down the snatches. Get a son that you trust to help you manage your affairs and be put on your joint bank accounts. If your wife asks, just tell her that if you both die in a plane or car crash, you don't want the estate law to get at the money, which would basically be passed down to your son anyways. Plus, you might need the money to pay for a proper burial. Then pay your son or even possibly your daughter, whichever you trust more, to keep an eye out on mama. If you're a guy in his 30s, 40s, and 50s, you might still be able to keep up with all the shit testing and nagging abuse your wife puts you through. But at some point, especially if you're 10 or more years older than your female partner, like in this particular Marino gaslighting story, then your wife's ability to trick you will be there. As for Elena Marino's father, he relocated to Florida after being ripped off by his ex-wife before he divorced her. How much do you want to bet that he probably had to pay her money in the divorce settlement? That's just how messed up the family court system is these days. This is just an all-around terrible story. A guy got married and she stole his money by gaslighting him, making him think he was crazy. But most gaslighting is nowhere near as grand. Maybe a woman doesn't actually want to do the dishes or the laundry and share chores with you, and knows that you have high standards. So she does a terrible job so you feel disappointed, and instead you take over the duties yourself. That allows her to get out of them. All she has to do when you ask her why she didn't take more effort and care into doing things is that you don't appreciate her, and because of that you should take care of things yourself instead. It's insidious because she makes you feel guilt and like you're the crazy one for asking for something that's unreasonable. Meanwhile, she just orchestrated things that way so she could get out of doing any work around the house. Or a woman might just pretend like she's depressed by going to the doctor and getting antidepressant medication, and not actually take it, but gain sympathy from you, the husband or boyfriend, to do more than your fair share on account of her being mentally ill. Notice in the Marino case, the wife twisted his so-called mental health issues to her own advantage. If a woman faked being depressed or bipolar, she could also twist that in her favor as well. Heads she wins and tails you lose. Also, as a man, as you get older, it's harder for you to spot these sorts of stupid games. You just know you love her unconditionally and trust her totally. If you don't have any adult children to help you in your old age, then find a cousin or nephew or niece. It wasn't until I was 35 years of age that I stopped dating, and like the Scarecrow of the Wizard of Oz, I finally found my brain. But at least the Scarecrow could properly think before he came to that realization. I thought I had a brain, but I was being handicapped by happy hormones of love. As for gaslighting, for those of you who still don't understand what it means fully, it's when someone says or does something to make you believe that you're going crazy, when you're not. In the Marino case, the husband didn't even want to look into his own bank accounts and deal with his finances, because he didn't want to embarrass himself by going to the bank by people finding out that he had supposed Alzheimer's. A lot of the scams these days are for things like the IRS and Canada Revenue Agency calling you and telling you that you will be arrested if you don't pay your taxes, even when you have, unless you wire them money immediately. Many people do this sort of scam because there's a lot of old people that can't remember if they pay their tax bill or not, and don't realize that the government is always going to send you an official email or letter in the mail asking you to pay that way instead. That they aren't going to make threatening calls asking you to pay immediately. For them, it's usually better if you don't pay right away, because they can pretty much rack up that extra 12% annual interest. It's the scammers calling you, they want you to pay immediately, because they're reminding you of the bill that you forgot to pay. Meanwhile, they're just calling mostly old people trying to get them to fall prey to this scam. Most of the people that fall for it are embarrassed and never report the scam to the police, which means the problem is much bigger than we really think. When someone gaslights you, most people don't ask others for a second opinion. If they're crazy or not, because as men, we don't want other people to think that we aren't as strong or as smart as we project onto the world. So we hide our so-called mental frailty even when there is none. We also do the same with regards to health issues. We don't want other people to know that we have a problem. There have been men in the men's community online that have done this and it cost them their lives. One guy had a tumor growing on his leg and he didn't get it looked at until it was the size of a football and painful. Vench in MGTOW had a tumor in his liver for years and years before he discovered cancer. It was painful, and instead of going out and finding a doctor, what he did was cut a hole in the back of his chair so he could sit comfortably without feeling that pain. I don't blame him, because this is our instinct as men. We don't want to admit weakness, because as children we were trained that the boys that admitted weakness were usually beat up the most. The crazy thing is that many times you might have been gaslit in a relationship, but you would never actually know if it was happening or not. The first time I was ever gaslit, I didn't even know what was going on. It was a bunch of people that were all doing it together. It took me about a week or two to figure out, and I never realized people could be this cruel. It's one thing when it's a person in your relationship that's gaslighting you. It's something altogether different when it's your classmates or work colleagues. If you're weak-willed, you're far more likely to become a victim to something like that. Or if you don't have any experience dealing with prior gaslighting, then you usually are completely defenseless. Maybe that's what happened to Mr. Marino. If he most likely had a previous wife, she might never have done anything like that to him before. Plus, maybe he was afraid of making a fool of himself, so he could just let his wife take care of things and trusted that she wasn't going to be stealing from him. Maybe his trust has never been violated in a big way in his life, since he's in his 70s, and probably remembers a time when people could leave their doors unlocked and not have to worry about thieves coming in and robbing them. Most of the time when you're being gaslit, even if you confront the person doing it, they'll just flat out deny it, unless you have some sort of proof. If there's more than one person involved, then they usually back each other up and make you think you're even more crazy for asking. That puts you in a situation where they can just keep ramping up the abuse, and unless you leave the situation, you have no way of getting out of it. If you're working someplace and the people don't like you, then that's one of the best ways to get you to just walk yourself right out the door, without doing anything to jeopardize their own jobs. The sneakiest and largest case of gaslighting I've ever seen was from a woman, the Canadian Finance Minister, Chrystiana Freeland. During one of her press conferences, she asked Canadians to send her creative ways to get people to spend their money and unlock some of that value because they were saving it during the COVID crisis. She was smiling like the Joker when she said that. At first, I thought that's what she wanted to do, get Canadians to part with their money, and was just scaring us that she was going to confiscate our wealth directly. Meanwhile, she was printing money in the background like a madman, or madwoman in this case, and devaluing the purchasing power of everyone's money by 20 to 30%. In the last 2 years, she unlocked that value through money printing, but her comments pissed off a lot of people and they refused to spend their money or invest it because they were trying to stick it to her. Meanwhile, her plan all along was to get you to not invest or spend And what she said made you think she was going to screw you over directly, but what she was doing was screwing you over indirectly. She gaslit everyone, making them believe they were safe sitting in cash. But at the same time, she was destroying the safety of that cash in a way most people aren't even looking for, or a way that they can even understand. The ones that held their cash to Spider thought they won, but thanks to their own cognitive dissonance, they can't even see how or why they got screwed over. Just be aware that if a woman threatens you directly, her play might actually be an indirect assault, and she's trying to redistract you from something. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to Host No Bail for the donation and Richard for the topic. Don't forget to smash the like button the way that 70-year-old guys with Alzheimer's disease get 12-hour erections because they forgot they already took 3 Viagra pills. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, and MGTOW.TV to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized, and if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the Sandman for $45, and I won't rush out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills, and remember, a red pill a day keeps your father with Alzheimer's disease forgetting where he puts the keys to your entire Bitcoin inheritance away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.